Welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the trade finance sphere, our headline news offering: during the COVID-19 pandemic, the supply chains that move medical goods and keep the world fed are under duress. But the crisis underscores the need to support trade to not only move medical supplies, but also to bolster economies, says Stephen Beck, ADB's head of trade finance. On our third-party news track service in the trade space, California-based blockchain firm Everest has announced a partnership with BRI Remittance, a unit of Bank Rakyat Indonesia, to boost cross-border transactions across the Indonesia-Europe corridor. The International Chamber of Commerce has issued two guidance publications to help governments and regulators deal with trade finance market disruptions caused by COVID-19. And Citigroup has appointed Mark Smith as head of Treasury and Trade Solutions for the EMEA region, based in London. Over in the project and export finance space on our essentials news offering, the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank has approved a sovereign financing package to back a water supply and sewage scheme in central Uzbekistan. On our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, EXX Africa examines what impact the coronavirus crisis may have on Africa's role in developing renewable energy sources and identifies new opportunities for private investment in the post-pandemic era on the continent. Brazilian utility NG Brazil Energia has approved the signing of a 1.24 billion real loan with the country's development bank BNDES for the 361 megawatt Campo Largo 2 wind complex. And the Export-Import Bank of India is to provide about $10 million to help finance a project to power Ghana's airports with solar power. And last, but by no means least, in the commodity finance industry, Glencore has made a $325 million bid for the minority stake in Argentine soy crushing plant Renova, held by bankrupt family-owned company Vincentin. US-headquartered agribusiness Bunge has announced a $2.5 million commitment to COVID-19 relief efforts. And Total is pursuing the divestment of several non-core assets in both exploration and production in Brunei, and marketing and services in Sierra Leone and Liberia, in line with its objective to divest $5 billion during 2019 to 2020. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media. Thank you.